Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the best damn sports show on stereo, the Young Black and Bothered Sports Desk. I am your boy Q, and it is 1 week from a special day for me. Those who have been listening to the pre-show, I know what that day is. Yeah, 1 year until I have a milestone birthday. But anyway, Lou is here, Cashley is here, Greg is probably yelling at the TV because the Celtics are playing right now in Game 7. But hey, we're here. We apologize for the last couple of weeks that we have missed. Things have happened. It was tired from work. I know me, the school year is winding down. I'm tired as hell. But we're here. Just a note, we will not be here next week because it's my birthday and I enjoy the day. And I think I deserve the day off, even though we've had a whole bunch of days off recently. But it's my birthday and I'm not recording on my birthday. And I hope you all will understand. Thank you very much. But Lou, Ashley, how are y'all doing?
Doing well.
No, I'm doing all right myself. Happy Memorial Day to everybody out there. Hope everybody's been doing good. Everything's going really good here. And, you know, hope everybody's enjoying their time off from work or whatnot, time with family and friends and everything.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Go ahead, Cash. Sorry.
I had to take an extra day off tomorrow. I'm not ready to go back. I need to extend
the holiday a little bit. Yeah, I don't blame you at all.
So, yeah, this has been a very, very interesting weekend. I came into the last week with all the intentions of this weekend being over Greg's house, enjoying the grill, sitting there watching the game, recording this from his house. But I have an eye infection right now. And yeah, it's not fun putting drops in your eyes every 4 hours. But they're starting to clear up. I'm starting to see a lot clearer now. Because there was one point this like Friday, I could barely keep my eye, keep my eyes open. But like I say, it's getting better. Hopefully it clears up enough where I'm able to go to work tomorrow, because I've already exhausted my leave and I have 2 days off. The next pay period. Next Tuesday, of course, recovering from my birthday, because yeah, I'm not going in. I'm going in on my birthday, but I'm not going in the day after my birthday, because I know I'm going to be too lit and will be of no service to anybody or their child. So, I have next Tuesday off, and then I have a doctor's appointment on the 20th. So I won't be going to work that day. Well, I'm going into work that day. Well, I'm taking a half a day, and I had to take a day last week, so I'm pretty much out of leave. So I got to go in every day, whether that's half clouded vision or whatever. I got to go in. It sucks that our leave system is that way. That you know, it should be unlimited PTO and unlimited days off, but. Welcome to America. Welcome to America.
Pretty much.
So, with that being said, we will get this show started. Cashley, our wrestling, you have your wrestling review ready. I know there's been some events. I haven't been able to keep up with much of them because, there's been times I didn't have my phone. But, go ahead and fill us in on what is happening in the world of wrestling.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of wrestling this past weekend. Let's see. New Japan had a live event. AEW had a live event. WWE, NXT had one. Impact had one. But to start off with New Japan, they wrapped up their Best of Super Junior tournament, which was their 30th one. And Master Wato came out as the winner of the tournament, which means he now gets a title shot at the junior heavyweight champion, Hiromu Takahashi. And they will have their match next Sunday at Dominion, which is definitely a live event no one wants to miss. It's going to be a huge one. It's one of the biggest ones that New Japan has, so definitely not one you want to miss. Moving on to AEW, they had their Double or Nothing event live from Las Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm not going to waste too much time even going over that card. It was a terrible pay-per-view. There were 12 matches on the card. I only enjoyed two of them, which was the AEW Women's Championship and the AEW Men's Championship match. Tony Storm is the new AEW Women's Champion. MJF retained his title. And like I said, I ain't even going to hold y'all on going through any more of that. It was horrible. 2 out of 12 matches, only good. That's a horrible average. WWE. They had their big night of champions live from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia on Saturday. And this one was a really good event. The first, we had the World Heavyweight Championship on the line, which is the brand new title that they introduced during the WWE draft. So a new champion is crowned. Seth freaking Rollins is the new World Heavyweight Champion. Shout out to him and AJ Styles. They definitely put on a match of the year candidate worthy match. It was so good. Moving on, we have Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus. This was one of those matches I really didn't care to see and went on way too long for my liking. But Trish Stratus defeated Becky Lynch with interference from Zoe Stark. Next up, we had the Intercontinental Championship on the line with Gunther versus Mustafa Ali, with Gunther retaining the title. And before I move on, I just got to say, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but Mustafa Ali being in this match because he's Muslim, because he's Pakistani, because it was in Saudi Arabia, it came off kind of tokenish. Like, you know, he wasn't going to win. It just seemed like, okay, we're in a Muslim country. Let's just have him in the match. That's how it kind of felt to me, but whatever. Moving on, we have the WWE Raw Women's Championship on the line with champion Bianca Belair versus Asuka. And we have a brand new champion. Asuka is now the Raw Women's Champion. And shout out to Bianca Belair, a 420-day reign. She did her thing. You know, let's see what's next for her. But shout out to Asuka. That was a really good match. It wasn't as good as their WrestleMania match, but it was still good nonetheless. Moving on, we have the SmackDown Women's Championship on the line with champion Rhea Ripley putting her title on the line versus Natalya. And, of course, Rhea Ripley pulled out that win. But I got to say, WWE does not care about Natalya at all. They are constantly disrespecting her. I mean, Lou, listen, this match was only a minute long.
What?
It was only a minute. No, it was a minute long.
Well, then why even have her in the show? Like why even have her in a match? Just to smash her.
I don't understand. And they've been treating her like this, I would say, for the past 15 years, to be honest. Because, you know, she was one of the last of the Divas era. Like, she's been in WWE right. that long. And, yeah, if I was Natty, I'd pack it up. Like, look, go to Impact. Impact would do so well with her. They respect their women's division. They build up their women. I mean, I get it. She's a heart. That's legacy. I get it. But they don't care about you. They don't care about Natty no. at all. Okay.
Wow. I didn't know it was like a minute long.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, if you sit and really watch it, it seems shorter than that. So that was really bad. Yeah. And it was kind of interesting because Rhea Ripley is on Raw now. So if Bianca was drafted to SmackDown and Asuka's still on Raw, how are they going to do that title switch? because they're on different brands now. So that was kind of how they did that anyway. next up, we have Brock Lesnar versus Cody Rhodes. And man, I don't know. I'm starting to think the whole storyline with Cody is that he can never tell a story with his whole body intact. Like, the only way he can tell a story now is if something is, like, totally wrong with him. So he went into this match with, like, a broken arm. And unfortunately, Brock Lesnar was able to pull out this win. Cody actually passed out while in the Kimura lock, which isn't a submission at all, but hey, whatever, right? I guess. for the main event, we had the tag team titles on the line. We have champions Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa, basically the bloodline. This was actually a good match, and it was good, especially in the storytelling department, because it added an extra twist to the bloodline storyline, which I think is on its way to being wrapped up. I still say SummerSlam will be the final chapter. At the end, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens was able to retain. However, they did have help from Jimmy Uso. Jimmy Uso did turn on Roman Reigns after Roman's son.
I was going to say, I saw that all over Twitter. I saw the video of it. And I was just like, no way.
Yeah, like Roman pretty much sunned him in the ring. And Jimmy was like, nah, you're not. I'm tired of you now. So I'm going to do what my brother should have did. And I'm going to, you know, give you this super kick right in the ring. And like I said, this storyline, at times I'm ready for it to be over, and they do things like this, and it's like, okay, let me see what's next, you know. Right, but I really feel like it's winding up the way it was anticipated. I say SummerSlam, it wraps up. Now, who's going to dethrone Roman? I say Jey Uso should do it to bring it very full circle. That's how I think it should be, but yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, like Jey Uso against Roman Reigns, you would think Jey has no chance whatsoever. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
So that's what would make it very interesting if he did end up winning.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it would allow Jey to kind of step out there as a star, which I think he is. I think he definitely has that star quality. He can definitely act.
Yeah.
He definitely deserves an Oscar for his acting in this storyline. Like, it's awesome. So we know he has what it takes to be that star. But overall, for the pay-per-view, I gave it a B+. Like I said, there was a couple of matches, mainly the Becky Lynch and Trish Stratus one I didn't care for. I didn't care for how they did Natty, so I had to bump down the grade a little bit. But next up, we have WWE NXT Battleground. For that event, we had the NXT North American Championship on the line, with Wes Lee defeating Joe Gacy and Tyler Bate to retain his title. Next up, we had the Heritage Cup with Noam Dar versus Dragon Lee. This was one of those matches on a card that I didn't care for either. The rules were a bit weird. The ending was a bit funny, and I think Dragon Lee kind of deserved better to be stuck in a match like this. That's just my honest opinion. Next up, we had a Last Man Standing match with Ilya Dragunov versus D-Jack. This was one of my favorite matches on the card, with Ilya Dragunov taking that win due to a countout. Next up, we had the NXT Tag Team Championships, with Gallus defeating the Creed brothers to retain their titles. Next up, we had the NXT Women's Championship on the line, which was recently vacated. And we have a new champion. Tiffany Stratton defeated Lyra Valkyra in order to become the new champion. So it's Tiffy time. Next up, we had the main event with an NXT Championship, with a champion, Carmelo Hayes, facing Bron Breakker. With Carmelo Hayes, he don't miss. So he was able to retain the title. And that one's a pretty good match. And that was one of my favorites as well. Overall, I gave that show a B+ as well. Yeah, that's pretty much all of wrestling for the entire weekend. There was a lot in next weekend. There's definitely going to be a lot more with New Japan and their Dominion show. Definitely don't want to miss that because it's going to be pretty stacked card. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Back to you, Q.
All right. Thank you for that update. Wasn't there an AEW pay-per-view yesterday? Or was
it? It was horrible. It, like I said, I only mentioned the two matches I liked. I wasn't even going to waste y'all time on that one. it was terrible.
There, that pay-per-view they had, it was called Double or Nothing. Now,
Double or Nothing, yep.
Now, is that like the equivalent to WWE's WrestleMania or no?
No, the equivalent to WWE's WrestleMania would be more like an All Out, which is going to be in Wembley.
Oh, okay.
That's the one that's going to be in the UK this year. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, so that would be their equivalent. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for that update. Look forward to the update in the world of wrestling in 2 weeks on June the 12th when we reconvene after I celebrate another year of life. And thank you. So moving on. Now the title of this show was for last week. If we would have recorded last Monday, and it's as you see, it's Jason Tatum fraud alert. I had to revise that a little bit, just a little bit. We saw at this point last week that the Celtics were down 3-0, and it wasn't looking really, really good because that 3-0 loss. I mean, when they got to down 0-3, that game 3 was a complete blowout by the Heat. Shove words in my mouth. The Celtics have clawed back in the series, tied it up at 3. Lou, if you have the score up, can you tell us, tell everyone in real time what the current score is?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Right now it is halftime, the game 7 in Boston, and Miami is actually up by 11 at halftime, 52-41.
Wow. Okay. then we did see, because I did watch most of the first quarter as I was getting ready for the show. I think it was a minute in, and Jason Tatum turned his ankle.
Mm-hmm.
How has he been since that injury?
Excuse me. Well, after he did that, you could tell he was wincing a little bit. But he stayed in the game. He played 20 minutes so far in the first half. He's got 7 points, 8 boards, and 3 assists. So apparently it's not hurting him that much, but being down by 11, though, he's only taken 7 shots. Jaylen Brown has taken over right now.
So I guess I can't say it's a Jason Tatum fraud alert.
That's what I was gonna say.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that update. So this is a do or die. The best two words in sports: Game 7. The winner of this game will have a first-class flight, a chartered flight to Denver to take on the Denver Nuggets in game 1 of the NBA Finals, which begins Thursday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. That series. LeBron. I think it's time that we start having that conversation. Is it time for LeBron to retire?
Or is it time for the Lakers to get another star in there with him and Anthony Davis?
That is a very good question. That is a very valid question as well. I mean, so I was having conversations this last week about this topic and how, you know, a lot of people are saying it's time for LeBron to hang it up. He didn't look like himself, but you also have to remember he's 38 years old.
Right.
He has a lot of mileage on his body. Like 20 NBA seasons or 19 NBA seasons. And then with all the playoff games that he has played, I may be off on the numbers, but I think he's played in like 250 or so playoff games. That's an equivalent of three more seasons. So he has 20. He essentially has 21 years of court action, and that's not even counting the Olympics that he's played in.
Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of mileage on his body.
And I'm not sure if he did it this year, but they said like coming up soon that he was going to hold the record for playing the most minutes in NBA history. So.
I wouldn't doubt it.
But see, like the thing about him is he takes care of his body so well, you know, in the off season and everything like that. So, I mean, and you know, he's always said that he wanted to play with his son too. So. I don't know.
It's going to
be interesting offseason.
It really is. I think the correct question is whether it's not whether LeBron is going to retire. You can say it's a 90% certainty that he will play next season. It's how many more do he has left in the tank? How many more seasons does he have left in it?
Personally, I think he'll play at least two more years. I think. He's not going to go out like that. I don't think he wants to go out like that.
Okay,
but and the words like ever since they, you know, they got swept and he mentioned it at the post-game press conference, you know, he said he had to think about retiring and everything like that. But the word right after that was, okay, who are they going to keep? Who are they going to get rid of? And the big name, which is a YBAB sports desk favorite, is Kyrie. And at game four, who was sitting front row right there at the Laker game was Kyrie.
Kyrie Irving. Yep. I don't think that's space to go and get Kyrie, especially if they're prioritizing keeping Austin Reeves. They have to keep him. This cannot be Alex Caruso of 2 years ago.
No, right. I agree. But
they have to keep him.
Wait, who are you talking about?
I was saying, excuse me. Like, the priority for the Lakers is re-signing Austin Reeves by any means necessary.
Yes, yeah, and they will. They're not going to let him go. There's no way. Who they need to let go is D'Angelo Russell. I mean, He was doing nothing but running cardio out there the entire series.
I agree with that. But then also, so this was another argument that I heard and why the Lakers didn't have the success that they had against the Warriors, that they had against the Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
Denver's at 100% now. You got a healthy Jamal Murray. You have a healthy Michael Porter Jr., mm-hmm. Aaron Gordon, when he wants to show up and not show off his locks and is locked in, is pretty damn good. And then you have the best player. And then you have who should have been a three-time reigning MVP in Nikola Jokic. LA didn't have defense, which has been a problem all season. They didn't have defense. And then they still, even though they went and got D'Angelo Russell and they got Jared Vanderbilt, they didn't have the shot creation necessary to keep up with a Denver team that can create shots from anywhere on the floor because of Jokic, because of Jamal Murray's shiftiness, because of Michael Porter can shoot from anywhere in the gym. And don't forget the additions that Denver made last offseason by going and getting Caldwell Pope from the Wizards, I can't even remember the other moves they made. I mean, you had Joe, oh goodness, what's his name? The old guy. Jeff Green. Acting like he was 25 instead of 34.
Right.
Almost 36. This is their year. If Denver does not win it this year, they need to blow it up. This is their year.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think they're going to blow it up if they don't win. I agree with you. I don't see them losing to either Boston or Miami. So, it'll be very interesting.
I agree.
We shall see.
We definitely shall see, and we will know in 24 minutes of game action who Denver will face in the NBA Finals, which begins this Thursday, 8:30 p.m. I believe, on ABC. So, in other NBA news, stay on the NBA right now. There was big time coaches that were fired. One that I particularly, not that I wish unemployment on anyone. The one that needed to be gone was Doc Rivers. And news came out today that he has been replaced. The Sixers have hired former Raptors coach Nick Nurse to take over in Philly. Good move or I don't know, for the 76ers and getting Nick Nurse?
I don't know. I mean, he did okay with the Raptors. You know, he won a championship. The only thing I can say is time will tell, because I really don't know what to think about that hire. I really don't. To me, Nick Nurse was okay. You know, he was like middle of the pack. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the jury is definitely out. I think the jury is definitely out with Nick Nurse, and this offseason could see a bunch of considerable changes in Philly, especially if James Harden decides to opt out of his contract and head back to Houston or resign with Philly. Does Philly go ahead and try to move Tobias Harris to his expiring $37 million contract to get another star to go with Embiid? I mean, this is a pivotal offseason for Philly.
Yeah.
An extremely pivotal offseason for Philly. So, yeah, the jury's still out on Nick Nurse. But while we were out, there were some other coaches that were hired. So the Milwaukee Bucks yesterday, or was it Saturday, decided on Adrian Griffin, Nick Nurse's lead assistant in Toronto, to be the new head coach in Milwaukee. A couple of weeks ago, the Houston Rockets hired Ime Udoka to be their new head coach. So there's currently three openings in the league right now. We have the Phoenix Suns, who are looking for a head coach after firing Monty Williams after their second round flame out. We have the Detroit Pistons who are looking to replace Dwayne Casey, and Toronto is still looking for a replacement for Nick Nurse. So that is the coaching carousel update for now.
You know what? Speaking of like Detroit, like I don't think Detroit goes out and gets like a well-named coach. I could see them trying to go after somebody in the college game because they got a lot of young guys there right now, and they're only going to get more. So if you bring in a college coach.
What pick did if you remember the lottery, who got the second pick?
Who did get the second
pick? I know San Antonio won the Wimby sweepstakes. Who got the second pick? Right.
I'm trying to remember. I can't remember. It wasn't Houston. Was it Detroit?
No, it was Charlotte. It was Charlotte.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
Scoot Henderson with LaMelo Ball. That's scary. That's gonna actually be scary.
I mean, Detroit's got a couple of years, but they got some really good young talent. They just need the right coach, you know, like the right system to play in, and everybody's got to join in and play in that system.
Yeah, I really like Detroit's roster. You got Cade Cunningham coming back after his lost season this year. They got Jaden Ivey. They traded for James Wiseman. And then whoever they get in the draft this year. Yeah. Detroit is a couple of years away from being really, really scary. I think that's it on the NBA. That's all I have on the NBA. So, I mean, it's really a slow sports time because
we have NBA and go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We have the NBA finals coming up. The Stanley Cup is about to get played in a few days or so. Baseball is starting to heat up. So I have a question about baseball.
Go right ahead.
So this year, they implemented the pitch clock. And we have seen games ending instead of like 3-4 hour matchups like in the past. Games are ending in 2 hours and 30 minutes, some 2 hours and 15 minutes. We've had a few games earlier this season that were 2 hour matchups. In your opinion, Lou, do you think the pitch clock has been a great move for baseball, for Major League Baseball, or something to its detriment?
I think it's good for baseball, actually, because all you've been hearing about is the past like 3-4 years is like, games going 4 hours because pitchers keep stepping off the mound and, catchers calling timeout, managers calling timeout, just this and that, they're just trying to keep it moving. And I agree with it. I like it. You buy tickets to a game and, it's a nice, beautiful day out. You don't really want to sit there for 4 hours. 2.5, 2 hours, that's good. It doesn't take up your whole day.
Okay. Okay. I'm in agreement. I think it's been a great thing for baseball. It's kept the game moving. It's kept the action moving. We've seen some high scoring games recently, 10, 11, 12, 13 runs by both teams. So I do think it's been a great move for Major League Baseball to implement the pitch clock. And let's see if this trend holds. Let's see if this trend holds. I hope it does, because, I mean, it does make, I would agree, it makes the game more exciting. It keeps butts in the seats, because yep. by the, you know, what would have been the fourth inning is now the sixth or seventh inning. And,
right.
you know, in the past, by the fifth inning, you're ready to leave, because it's like, it's boring.
It's not yeah. something you want to yeah. watch. So, baseball's not for everybody.
It's not. But I do agree. Like I said, I do agree the pitch clock has been a plus, has been a boon for the league. We've seen reports that attendance is up. And it's because, hey, you can get in and get out like you can at a basketball game or, you know, a football game. You get in, you watch the game, you get out. It's not you sit there, you wait for a pitching change, or you all of that. No, just get in, play the game, get out. So
right.
I think it's been a really good idea. Not much news in the NFL except for this. On Friday, the Arizona Cardinals released DeAndre Hopkins. Where do you think he ends up
at? I just, for the love of God, please don't end up in Kansas City. that's such a tough question, because like there's like no rumors, no nothing about, well, you know, he's been in contact with this team.
I won't say there's not any rumors. I will say the biggest rumor right now, it is a two team race between the Bills and Kansas City. I would rather see Nuke end up in Buffalo. I mean, that would just make Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis even more dangerous. You know, Gabe Davis is not the most reliable target. But to have an all-pro receiver like DeAndre Hopkins on one side and Stephon Diggs on the other side, that would be fun to watch.
I got a dark horse team, and no, it's not mine. It's not Pittsburgh, but I could see him going to the Raiders. You got Davante Adams on one side and DeAndre Hopkins on the other. Whoa. That would be tough.
Yeah, but you know what? That would have been a more sexy thing to look at last year when the Raiders had Derek Carr. With Jimmy Garoppolo.
That is true. Yeah. That is true.
I wouldn't take that bet with Jimmy.
No, definitely not. I mean, that was my other pick, was Buffalo. But, it's just tough to call right now. But if I had to, if I had to guess a team right now, I'd have to say Buffalo, though.
Okay, yeah, my money's on Buffalo getting them as well. But we shall see in the next couple of days. Yeah, this is a quick show. Because there's not much to talk
about. Right.
There's actually not much to talk about right now in the world of sports, other than rumors that I'm not going to go into right now. With it now heading to the offseason for most of the major sports leagues, except for baseball, their season now heating up. I will go back to baseball for a second. Like, what has been the most interesting storyline that you have seen so far now that we are now going into 2 full months of the Major League Baseball season? What has popped out to you so far?
Okay, well, I wouldn't necessarily call it an interesting storyline, but if you follow baseball, the Oakland A's are horrible. They're like they're literally on pace to lose like 120, 130 games, which I don't think has ever been done in history. Now, it happened last week. I guess they agreed they're moving. They're going to go to Las Vegas. And they're tearing down a couple of hotels, building them a new park right now. But, like, Oakland is bad. Like, bad, bad. I've never seen a team like this. Except maybe, like, the Baltimore Orioles.
I have.
About 10 years
ago. Yeah, the Orioles of a couple of years ago. And now you look at the Orioles, and they look really good.
Yeah.
Oakland is quite terrible. Quite terrible.
Yeah, I mean, their attendance for a home game is like 800 people.
Oh, so yes, I saw that tweet yesterday. The Astros were in Oakland, and the Astros trolled the A's and said 11 runs in front of tens of people.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that too. Oh, man. I don't know. I haven't really been keeping track of, like, standings and stuff like that. But I did see something the other day. I guess every team in the National League is basically within 4.5 games of first place in their divisions.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can find that a little interesting because there's really no, like, clear-cut runaway, you know, winner right now. So
yeah, well, you know, everyone thought that the Mets was going to run away with the NL East after they signed Justin Verlander, but Justin Verlander just got off the shelf, and they haven't been the shelf. Max Scherzer is on the shelf. Everyone
Scherzer just came back earlier, like late last week. Scherzer came back, and yeah, I think he got shelled too.
He should have left. Well, the Nats traded him, but he should have never went to the Mets. But even a team like the Nationals, are only 6 games under 500, and everyone thought they were bad because they had no pitching. But Mackenzie Gore, like yesterday, even though they lost to the Royals on a walk off in the ninth, Mackenzie Gore, who they got in the Soto trade, struck out 11.
Damn.
Struck out 11. So, you know, by Strasburg, you know, his career is basically over. But we got some young guns in DC that.
Yeah. You got a lot of good young hitters, too.
Yes, Luis Garcia with a six hit game.
Mm-hmm.
CJ Abrams locking up the middle. I really do like this. This is a really scrappy team. This is a really scrappy team that I didn't think was going to be this good this fast just yet. So I'm really surprised.
Like I said. Yeah. It's only, like, it's not even June yet. I mean, it'll be June in a couple days. But, like, you know, there's, like I said, there's really no clear-cut, you know, winner and everything. So, it's going to be an interesting next month or two. By the All-Star break, we'll know who the, you know, contenders and pretenders really are.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I definitely agree with that. I agree with your storylines. There's no clear-cut favorite in the National League yet. I think we know who it is. We don't really don't know in the AL either. Excuse me. Yeah, I mean, Tampa Bay got off to that really, really hot start. I mean, they have the best record in the majors right now, but it's Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I mean, right. They just always find a way, though. You know, you're right. They had that hot start and everything, and you know, next thing, before you know it, they're right back down to earth, just like Pittsburgh. I mean, just like the Pirates. They got off to a hot start, and they fell right back down to earth, too. So, you know, it's going to be fun. It'll be fun second half of the season.
I definitely agree. With that being said, that's about it for all the sports we have for this week. Lou, do you have any awards for this week?
Let me think. No, I don't have any awards.
I don't really have any either.
That's when you know it's really slow sports week. We don't have awards.
It's really slow sports week. Yes, but I do have my perpetual Bill O'Brien, fucked up right award. That's to until this sale is done, Daniel Mark Snyder, because fuck you. With that being said, you have been listening to the best damn sports show on stereo, the Young Black and Bothered Sports Desk. I'm your boy Q. Remember, guys and gals, we will not be on next week. My Cash App will be in the show notes if you want to send a little cash gift. Cash App, PayPal. Cash App and PayPal.
Yeah, whatever. UPS, FedEx, whatever.
You can send a UPS. If you want to donate some food stamps too, that'd be great also. We have one comment, one voice note that we're going to play, and then we're going to get out of here. Here we go.
Yeah, thank you for the podcast. I'm actually listening to WWE, but I'm curious, Elements of Cool, do you think All Out, the Wembley Stadium, would reach the hoopla's WrestleMania?
So, Cashley had to drop off. So, Lou, if you want to answer that question real quick.
It's funny because I asked her if Double or Nothing was the equivalent. You know, will it match WrestleMania? And she said All Out was the same one. Well, I will let the professional, and that is Cashley, answer that on our next show. But me personally, I think it would come close. AEW doesn't quite have, you know, WWE stars and everything like that, but they do have stars, and they got some damn good ones too. So again, I don't want to answer for Cashley, so I will let her answer that on our next show. That was a great question, FOP. Thank you. But yeah, just tune in 2 weeks, and we'll make sure we have Cashley give you an answer.
Absolutely. So yeah, we will table that question. InfoP, thank you for that great question. We're going to table that for our next show in 2 weeks. Make sure you're joined in for that. And our resident wrestling expert will hopefully give you the answer that you're looking for. With that being said, again, we're on a 2 week hiatus. Happy birthday to me. It's nice for me to say that. And we will see you.
I just want to say real quick, man, if I don't talk to you, which I'm sure I will through text and everything, but I hope you have a great birthday. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. And yeah, I'll talk to you in a couple weeks then.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. So yeah, we'll see you all in 2 weeks. Peace.
Later on, guys.
Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com/YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.